Okay, so we are on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. We are quite a few lines down. We are 17 lines down. If you look at like Tosos, the bottom Tosos be Yosan. Just like a line up from there. Three words from the end of the line, it says Tanur Rabbanan. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tanur Rabbanan Nikev Pasul. There's a puncture right in the aver of the man, so he becomes that's krushev and pasul of avakal. He can't marry a Jew. And we're going to talk more about that in a second. Why? I mean, Pesha who shoses, because when that happens, so he's not able to ejaculate in the normal way, and the zera comes out just kind of like. Just kind of like spills out, but doesn't come out in a strong way. Does Rashi say it here? Look at Rashi. Mipnei shoseish shemechamim bo satayva yotze derech hanekev. Ukshezera yotze derech hanekev yitziyasu ein yorek hachetz. It doesn't come out strongly. Mekayim lan shechvazera shein yorek hachetz ein imazira. And if it doesn't come out well, so it doesn't come out strong, so then it can't cause a woman to become pregnant. And the point, always right, this point the whole time, is that the psul of krushivcha, etc., is because of the fact that the person cannot have children. So again, so if he has a nekev like that, so he becomes possible because the zerah isn't able to come out strongly. Okay, nistam, but if the end of his aver is just like clogged up, it's covered up, so that the zerah just isn't able to come out, then kosher. That's fine. Why? Because he is still going to be in the end able to have children. Because presumably it's temporary. Because it's temporary. If it gets filled in, so then it's okay because again he'll be able to have children still. Because this is a type of psul that can be reversed. Right. So sometimes there's a psul that is just. It's done forever. Sometimes there's a psul that can be come back, and then they'll be able to be kosher again. Fine. So Gemara says, "Zeh lemutei ma." What do you mean? This is a type of psul that can be go back to being kosher again. What is that coming to exclude? Right? There's some other type of psul in some other scenario where you can't come back. So it says Gemara, "Lemutei krum sha'ala machmas makav bereya de'eno krum." So the point is that the zehu psul shechoz lachshiro comes to exclude another case of a psul which has nothing to do with our topic. It has to do with the topic of treifa, right? An animal that's a treifa. If it right, so the after you shech the chicken, right? So what do? They check the lungs to make sure that it has doesn't have any holes in the lungs. So if the animal has a hole in the lung, so then you know it's going to be. Then it would have died within 12 months. It's already on its way to die anyways. So then it becomes a treifa. So what if an animal has a hole in the lung that had scar tissue that grew over it. So let's look back. Look at Rashi. Nemute krum sha'ala machmas maka bereya de'ino krum mishum da hadar mifchas v'hainu halach. Right, it's a scar tissue that eventually opens up again. So if you had a hole in the lung and then it's covered with a certain amount of scar tissue, so that's you might say it's no hole anymore. Right, now it's covered up. Now it grew back. Now it's fine. So the answer is no, that doesn't work when it comes to a situation of a treifa. So that's not good. That scar tissue isn't enough. Right. However, in this case, by the nekev that was in the guy's aver, so since there's a scar tissue there, we assume that scar tissue is enough to close it up, so that's considered that he'll be able to have the potential for children again, and that's why in that scenario the scar tissue is enough and it works, and it's a maka that's a choser that's choser absur shachoser achshiro, as opposed to the case of the lung. But that's not that's a makah, that's not going to be chosel achshira. Okay. So, shalach le'Rav Idi bar Avin la'baye heichi avdinan. So Rav Idi bar Avin asked Abaye, How does it work? Look at Rashi. Hechi avdinan refua listom gid and shenikev. What do we do if we want to, you know, rehabilitate? Right? How do I fix it? The guy has this puncture. So how do I make it better? What do we do? So he says as follows. Ready? Here we go. My sinan sarsa. You bring a little kernel of barley. And you, like you, you know, scratch the place where the hole is. Okay, umay sinan tarva, and you bring a tarva vishayfinan, and you bring some like fatty stuff, and you smooth it down. Umay sinan shumshana. Shumshana, and you bring another again, shumshana gamla, a big fat ant, okay, ant. Umenachtinan le, upaskinan le lareshe. You put its head in the hole, and its head breaks off, okay. And what's going to happen? The presumption is that like plugs the hole, and then it's going to grow back over the plug. So you plug it up with this whole process, including the ant, and the head breaks off and it's stuck in there. And then the point being, it'll just close the area. It's like closing the wound so that then the wound can close on its own.
Well, presumably Rav Adi was a doctor.
A doctor. Right. I don't know. Yeah. Ravidi Rav Avin, yeah. Yeah. Or no, Abaye was one answer. So Ravidi Rav Avin asked Abaye. So Abaye responded this way. This is what their thing was to fix this thing. Okay. Whatever. By the way, lechora, presumably, it's not hocus pocus. It's not like this is some halachic, you know.
That's what I'm asking.
Like, I don't think so. Presumably not. Presumably, this is how they would. The question they're asking is how do you do some type of, you know, procedure that's going to seal the hole so that he'll be able to be Motzi Zera the normal way again. So if that works, then it works. So lechora, if a person would have to go to a urologist who would have some type of procedure that would make it work again, lechora, that would work. Okay. Yeah, so lechora, that's what we mean here. It's not like, oh, like that's like, you know, again, it's not like a voodoo. You know, if it was voodoo, it would be us there. What?
It wasn't so long ago, they were still using like leeches.
Right, exactly, like, exactly. In fact, the language here, when he says, my sinan tarba, it's that he comes and it bites, right? So that's like part of what happens. It like latches on, right? So it's a very similar process. Okay, but says the Gemara, hani mile katan aval gadol mikbule mikbal. So this is machlok is how you understand this line. So hani mile katan. So how do you read katan? So usually it means a small child, right? A small child, so an older child. That works for a minor, but it's not going to work for a gadol, right? Why not? Because if you do with the gadol, then the scar tissue is gonna peel off. It's not gonna cover and stick and hold. It's not gonna work. The rash. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Others say no. It means honey, like cut. It's only true if it's a small hole. But if it's a larger hole, then again, it's not gonna stay. It's gonna pull off. Fine. Either way, there are only certain times it's gonna work. Other times it won't work. But there are ways to fix it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Baravuna. So Rabbi Rav Huna says, if a person, and they urinate out of, remember we mentioned before, that the Gemara assumed that the person has two tubes, one for Zera, one for urine, which we don't have today, so we said Yishtanu Atzvayim, but if a person would use both for urination, so that, again, would make them puzzle. So Amar Rava, Leis Hilchase Lo Kivra, Velo Ka'aba. So Rava says, we don't pass him like the child, and we don't pass him like the father. What are we talking about? Bira Hadarman. So the child, meaning Rabba Bar Avuna, right? So Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, we don't pass him like him. And Abba, and we also don't pass him like Rav Huna. Why? Rav Huna, Nashim HaMisolo Zubazu Psulos like Huna. That's Huna Paskin, that two women, if women, right? So typically a woman who's been together with a man, right? So she becomes Psul Kohen, right? Because the whole din of Gioris, etc., is because she has... the reason she's a psula is because of the concern of zona, Right? So a woman who's been together with other men, so then she's like a zona and forbidden to a kohen. So what about a woman who's been together with other women? Right? Been intimate with other women. So in a way, that's usher. So Rav Huna held, if a woman is together with other women in a sexual way, so then she becomes psula. So the point is that Rava was saying, we don't pass on this din of Rav Huna. Rav Huna wants to argue that women, yeah, so women who are, you know, mizana with other men, so then they become forbidden for a kohen. But a woman who's mizana with another woman, so we don't pass on. Even a Kondra Belazar, who holds that a panoi who has tashrish with the penuya, right? She's not a nida, etc. But a panoi and a penuya together, shalola shemishos. He holds they make her a zona, which not everyone agrees. But even if you assume that, even that's only true because it's a man is together with a woman. But a woman just with a woman, that's just prisus ba'ama. That doesn't actually make her forbidden to a kohen. Fine. And the presumption being that that's not derech tashmish, right? Derech tashmish is a man and woman together, so therefore that's what makes her forbidden to a kohen. If she's just with a woman, so that won't happen. So the bottom line is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna in terms of the issue of matal maimish tei mikomos, and we don't paskin like Rav Huna himself, that women whom are sold zubazu are psula sakuna, we don't paskin that way. Okay. Next Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Petsua daka, Ukrushcha mutarin bigiyares umishachares. So a petsua daka and a krushcha, both of these individuals who otherwise are forbidden lavo bakal, right? And just to clarify, someone's asa lavo bakal just means they're not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. They're not allowed to marry into the Jewish community. It doesn't mean they're not Jewish, but it means they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish community. So they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish community in general. However, who can they marry? They can marry a giyores, a woman who's a convert, umishichreres, or a woman who was a shivcha and was now freed. Okay, ve'enin asurin el milavo bakal, right? Because they're only forbidden lavo bakal only. If you're forbidden lavo bakal, it's a big deal. But they're only asur lavo bakal shenem alu yavo b'tzuadaka v'choshivcha bakal Hashem. And the point being that giyores and umishichreres are not considered part of the kal. Look at Rashi. Because they're not called part of the kahal. Okay. So it says Gemara as follows. So someone asked Rav Sheshet the following question. Pitsua daka kohen. Maho bigiyores and mishachweres. Koshela, right? If there's a pitsua daka was a kohen, so a kohen is not allowed to marry giyores, right? But this guy is a pitsua daka and forbidden to marry anybody else. So can he marry a giyores or a mishachweres? Good shayla. Okay? So, bikdush say kai v'aser. Do we say that this guy who is a betzua daka or a kurshavcha, but he's a kohen, he maintains his kedusha of a kohen, and therefore he's forbidden to marry these women? Oh, dilma la bikdush is kai v'shari. Maybe he no longer has the kedusha of a kohen, and therefore he's permitted to marry these women. Good kasha. So that's going to become the debate here, is what's the status of, you know, this individual, and what's the status of that iser? Is it about kedusha or not about kedusha? So Amalei Rav Sheshes, Tenisua Rav Sheshes, I have it. We already taught the answer. We already taught the answer. Where is that? The following Mishnah, Petsua Daka Yisrael Mutter Benesina. So a Petsua Daka who is a Jew, right, but not a Kohen. So he's allowed to marry a Nesina. Remember the Nesin is a person who there was the time of, I think first like the Givonim, that we made a gzeir against them, that we assumed that their gerus was not a real gerus. And since their gerus wasn't a real gerus, so we're always concerned that they're not really Jewish. So the fact is, though, a petsua daka, who's Israel, is allowed to marry a Nesina. Okay. V'yisach adaitach b'kedushet steak, b'kedush steak, if you held that, again, that petsua daka maintains his kedush, in this case, his kedusha is Yisrael, right? So, ikre kan lo tischatin bun. We have a halacha still that a Jew is not allowed to marry a non-Jew, right? He's not allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman. So, if you say that petsua daka maintains his kedusha, how could this petsua daka Yisrael marry a nesina? It must be that the petsua daka loses his kedusha. In which case, if that's true when he's a Jew, just a regular Yisrael, so certainly it'd be true also if he was a Kohen, that presumably loses his kedusha, in which case he would be permitted to marry a Giyaretz or a Mishichreretz. So Amarava, so that'd be the presumption at this point. So Amarava, so Rav says not so fast. Atu hasa mishim kedusha, v'laf kedusha who? Right, what? This whole din of the Isra of a Jew to marry a non-Jewish woman. So that's because of his kedusha or not having kedusha. Dilma molded ben v'azo plach lavoras kochavim. Right, the whole reason why you're not allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman, a Jew is supposed to marry, you can't marry a non-Jew, is because what's going to happen is because maybe she's going to take the child. And this is what it says in the Torah. Right, Dilma, he'll take the child and bring him to the base of Avodas Kochavim. Right, if you marry a non-Jew, so then that child is going to be taken off the derech. We know that the wife is going to determine the religion of the child and going to take him to do Avodah Zarah. Right, v'hani mili b'heyosin ovei kochavim. Kimigare be Israel Shari, right? And that meaning the whole point is because we're nervous what's going to happen. She's a Ovei Avodah Zarah. She'll take him to do Avodah Zarah, but that's only while she's in a non-Jew, right? But once she becomes a Jew, so then she can marry a Jew, as we know, a person who converts. So now she's allowed to marry a Jew, right? V'rabbanan who the gazer b'hu, and the rabbanan are the ones who made the gzeira on the case of a nusin. Why? V'chi gazer b'hu rabbanan b'hanach the b'nei olude, right? And when they made this gzeira, right, I'm not marrying a nasin also, because a nasin is a person who's concerned, maybe they're still really an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So what was the gzeira? The gzeira is only made for someone who has children. Right? Why? Because the whole concern that the Torah itself says is, if I have a child, I'll take the child and bring it to Beis Avodah Zarah. But if I'm a person who can't have children, if I'll hide the la baraludei, lo gazer b'rabbanan, there's no gzeira by him. Why? Can't have kids anyways. Right? So maybe for him, this whole rule shouldn't apply. Because he is simply the gzeira doesn't apply to somebody who can't have children. In which case, this whole question is not a question of kedusha or not kedusha. So maybe the reason why the Yisrael can marry a nasin is because the gzeira by not marrying a nasin doesn't apply to a petzur daka or kroshivcha. But if you go back to the question of kohen, that's a din of kedusha. Right, and he maintains his kedusha. This is not about having kedusha, not having kedusha. So the kohen, even though he has that problem, that doesn't take away his kedusha. In which case, he should still be permitted to marry the nesina. But we're going to run out of time here, so we'll stop here. And the gemara has to get more back and forth, but we'll continue from there.